today's daily interactive question on Sabah al-Muslim. Success in the year after is undoubtedly entry into paradise. How do you measure success in this world? What we're asking is that, you know, when you look at the conduct of people, how do people generally consider success? What is it that people consider to be success for them? Do some people consider having wealth as success for them? But how much wealth? Enough wealth to go on holidays? Enough wealth to have the car that you want to, you desire and aspire to live in a home that you find totally to your desires? And then beyond that, where's the limit? Others may perhaps think of success for them as having a family that loves them, to have children, to have grandchildren, to surround you by loving people. Others may think of success to be personal achievement, that I've been able to educate myself, I've excelled, I've been able to get through school and university, to become a doctor, to become a lawyer, to become a specialist, to become a physician, and then I've excelled and become known as the best in my field. So some people may think of it as that. But what really is success? How do we really define success in this world? There has been messages that have come through from some of the listeners. Binti Qasim saying that success simply means every milestone in life that you overcome, every goal you achieve, even if it is really small, every life you touch, every act of kindness, from the smallest act of kindness to having, to being there for a friend in need. Success is seeing a smile on your parents' face because of you. Success is the heartfelt dua a person gets after simply putting a smile on a person's face through your kindness and good akhlaq. Success isn't collecting more dunya. Success is raising your standards of giving. A beautiful saying comes to mind. Ibadat se jannat milti hai aur khidmat se khuda. That's how it's written. Anyway, another one that comes through is expecting success has further advantage. You become motivated to reach into your inner resources to discover new ways and new solutions for your goals in life. Brother Farooq Munik from Bushkop is sending that through. Sister Times are saying that, so true, Quran is our success in this world and in the year after. And sister saying from Mauritius, when you achieve your halal aim, rozi, every day, by a certain time, respect others, you know your identity, you achieve that, you have a life partner, you take good care of your parents, that is success. Anyway, finally, my take on it, I've got to think very deeply, and personally I think success is not in desiring and getting all that you want, but in realizing what you already have. In realizing what you already have, together with that, fulfilling your responsibilities to Allah and to the creation, in finding that inner contentment, that is success for me. And that leaves us with the 10 o'clock